This is KWCA President and Seaman High School Coach Patrick Kelly with another edition of the KWCA Podcast. Before we get to today's guest, I have a special announcement regarding the Fall Clinic. For the past several years, in late October, the electronic rules meeting has been released. For wrestling, that has been the only option. This year, Keisha's Mark Lentz will be in Salina to present the meeting in person. This will count for your annual rules meeting requirement. The meeting will begin at 7:30 a.m. sharp. Just one more reason to attend the 2017 Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic. In today's program, we will be visiting with Wyatt Bechtel, the 321A ranker. Putting rankings together requires precision, patience, organization, and a whole lot of backbone. Wyatt Bechtel has been taking care of the 321A rankings for the past several seasons. For his efforts, the Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association has named Wyatt 2017 Contributor of the Year. I recently had a chance to catch up with Mr. Bechtel. Wyatt, welcome to the program. It's an honor to have you on.
Well, thanks for having me, Pat. I appreciate it.
All right, first of all, tell us a little bit about your wrestling background.
Well, I wrestled for 13 years. Started when I was in first grade and wrestled 1 year in college at Labette Community College under Joe Renfro. I was a four-time state qualifier at Eureka High School and a two-time state runner-up while I was there at Eureka.
And I don't imagine being the 321A ranker keeps the lights on for you. What do you do for a living, and is there a connection between your professional skills and the good work you do as a wrestling ranker?
Yeah, I've been doing the 321A rankings since I graduated from Kansas State in 2012. So the 2012-2013 season was the first year that I did it. That year I kind of laid out from entering the workforce officially. My family has a ranch in rural Greenwood County, and we run stocker cattle and have a cow-calf operation. So helped my dad out for that full year while I was looking for a job that would be a good fit for me. And I majored in agriculture, communications, and journalism when I had transferred to Kansas State after going to Labette and Butler Community College. And it served as a, doing the rankings that year served as a good way to continue doing some communications work and giving back to the wrestling community. Helped out my kids, local kids program there at Eureka while I was in college. And I knew once I entered the workforce that I wasn't going to have as much time to dedicate to it. So I figured doing the rankings would be a good way to contribute and use some of the talents and training that I got from Kansas State in communications and be something I could add to my resume while I was in that year looking for a job, and just decided to continue doing it because it was a nice way to give back and continue being a part of the wrestling family. But my full-time job, I'm an ag journalist, write about the beef and dairy industries for Farm Journal Media. I'm based out of Lenexa, Kansas. I have a home here in Kansas City, Kansas. I write for three publications primarily, Milk Magazine, Dairy Herd Management, and Drovers. And those are national publications. So I travel throughout the year going to farms and ranches and dairies. And in my spare time on weekends, I head back to Eureka and help my dad and brother on our family ranch running cattle.
So take us through your process of putting the initial rankings together each season. And once the season gets rolling, how do you keep up with the results?
Well, to start out, generally after each state tournament is over, since I've been doing the rankings, I'll go and assess all the returning team points that are going to be coming back, and the rankings will basically stay the same after the state tournament has ended and I've removed all the seniors until the start of preseason practices and we start hearing through the rumor mill and emails and the forums what weights kids are going, and you have that month or so that You're really not sure how the weights are going to shake out, but really don't get a good chance to see what kind of freshmen are going to be coming in, because with 3-2-1A, you may not have some of those kids who are in club programs starting out, or they may transfer to a larger school. It's kind of hard to keep track of kids clubs, kids coming in and possible move-ins and things. So the first week of actual competition is the real rankings. The initial stuff there with the preseason, it's kind of hard to gauge what's going to happen.
Well, I bet it is, especially from the time of the September 20th count through that first competition. I imagine it is really kind of a volatile time for our rankers.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult to keep tabs on everything, and we've had some moves here with Colby, Scott City, and Goodland all coming down to 3A, and Marysville jumping up to 4A, that are going to change the look and feel of the state tournament, especially when that Northwest Regional is going to have Colby, Goodland, Scott City, Norton, Hoxie, St. Francis, all those traditional powers from Northwest Kansas. You're going to see some guys that get left at home come regionals and state that maybe would have made it out of another regional, because we've got so many quality programs in that part of the state.
Wow. That's those teams, that's a mouthful for sure. Do you track your results or your accuracy?
Yeah, I go back and usually that Sunday or Monday after the state tournament, and just do a quick run through to see how well I did on my rankings. And most years it's around 80%, and that's a pretty good year for the rankings, because you're going to have a lot of those fifth and sixth place matches that you don't get for sure. I can say that I've had the state champion at least ranked. They may not have been ranked as a state champ, but had them ranked every year in the top six. I may have missed a runner-up or two here and there, but for the most part, I usually catch those top couple kids in the rankings, and the final five, six, maybe fourth are occasionally missed here and there. But in terms of falling into the rankings, you're not going to get everything 100% correct, but try to do my best.
What is the best way for coaches or fans to report ranking-related information to you in the case of an inaccurate result or maybe a head-to-head that was overlooked, for example?
Best way is to either email me. It's there on the rankings page that we have on KWCA, or sending me direct messages on the USA WKS forums. You can send me a message there on my profile as well. And I try to keep a forum topic going on the 3-2-1A rankings each year, to send a direct link out to the rankings so people can look at them, and it promotes those rankings a little bit better, and people can let me know how I'm doing.
Do you make it out to many events, or are you primarily tracking results on the computer during the season?
Well, with track wrestling's really helped a lot in the last few years. As more programs in the state are using track wrestling, I'm able to keep up with results live during the day, even. Most Sunday mornings or afternoons, I'll go through and update my rankings depending on what I'm doing. I don't make it out to a lot of tournaments. Usually make it to our local Eureka high school tournament. I go back and run a table or help out in any way I can there. Sometimes make it down to the Burlington tournament or our league duels for the my alma mater. Try to make it to the regional that my high school's at, that Eureka's at. I've got a lot of friends that are on the coaching staff through the years, have been there, so go to see them and follow kids that I coached a little bit in kids club and grew up with some of their siblings and whatnot. And each year I try to make it out to the state tournament. I don't think I've missed a state tournament since 2012 was the last tournament I missed because I was at a event for something in college, a student organization I was a part of. I'm able to watch a lot of the tournaments that are streamed online, especially those Northwest Kansas tournaments. Open Spaces does a great job of broadcasting. So whenever there's a good matchup that I'd want to see what exactly happened, I'm able to catch some of those. There might be a weird duel match that I hadn't caught in the track wrestling results. And I'm able to watch it live through or on replay through Open Spaces. And there's a few other, The Cube, that's another popular streaming site that people have been using for tournaments. So I'm able to catch a few matches in replay rather than being live at the event. It's hard to make all the tournaments.
Now, on a side note, you probably like what's going on at your alma mater. Coach Davidson's doing a great job there. And they've got some kids that are going to contend.
Yeah, the Bates twins, their mother babysat me and my siblings while we were growing up, and she worked for my dad at his veterinary clinic. So glad to see how they've been coming up through the years. Coached them a little bit when they were just starting out in kids, and they're keeping things going, keeping the Eureka tradition going. Their dad was our second state placer in the history of the high school when Shane Miller was just getting things going at Eureka. And now we've got another kid that has moved in the last 3 years, Dominic Bailey, that is also a returning state placer and looking like he could do pretty well this year too.
So give us a brief preview of what fans have to look forward to in regard to 3-2-1A wrestling during the 2017-18 season.
Well, heading into this season, it's kind of the same story. Norton is the team to beat. They've got several kids coming back that were state placers. Colin Ocker at heavyweight. Hayden Wiltfong at 182 is a returning placer, I believe. Ryan Johnson at 120. And they've always got some guys there waiting in the wings coming up from freshman year or maybe who were JV that could make some noise. So expecting Norton to be the team to compete with. Hoisington will be right there, too, with them. They've got Christopher Ball coming back for his senior year. He's a two-time state champion, and his older brothers were both state champions. Brandon was a four-timer there at Hoisington, so looking for Hoisington to compete as well. Scott City coming down from 4A. Looks like they'll be in the team hunt. Eureka could be there, too, with the three kids that I'd mentioned earlier. Then you have Smith Center, Silver Lake. They're in the race as well. A lot of the same traditional powers that have been doing things in 3-2-1A look to come back with a lot of kids who are bringing some team points. So should be a competitive year, but I think Norton's the team to beat, as they are a lot of years.
All right, well, thank you for coming on today, and congratulations on your Contributor of the Year honor, and best of luck with your rankings for the upcoming season.
Yeah, thank you for the recognition and letting me still be a part of the wrestling community. I appreciate it.
This has been KWCA President Patrick Kelly reminding you to come to Salina for the 2017 Fritz Noor Fall Clinic. And don't forget the added bonus this year of being able to knock out the rules meeting on Saturday morning before the opening session. See you in Salina. Until next time, thanks for listening.